Hi, this is Pete from southend.co.uk, the local website for Southend-on-Sea. In September 2012, I had the tough task of sampling some delicious cake. To find out why, here's Juliet Sear from Fancy Nancy in Lyon-Sea.
Okay, we're on Rectory Grove in my shop to celebrate the launch of my book. So I've got lots of people come along to celebrate with me. And yeah, it's lovely. We're all in the shop and spilling out onto the pavement.
Indeed, it's very busy. You've even got the police outside, I saw on the way in, which is special, interesting.
Special protection, I think, for all the people.
Security cordon out there, that's perfect. Okay, so we're here to talk about the launch of the Cake Decorating Bible. So just talk us through what the book's all about.
Okay, well, I've been wanting to do a cake decorating book for a number of years, and the thing I thought about with a lot of cake decorating books, they seem a bit unachievable and kind of too perfect. So with my book, it's kind of reaching out to more of the foodie market, not just kind of your enthusiastic cake hobby craft people. So it's very achievable for everyone to kind of produce an amazing cake. And what I've done, I've written lots of basic recipes to start off with, and then talked people through how to prepare the cake so you get a perfect finish but in an easy way, and then sort of talked people through lots of different designs but also spoken about what to do if things go wrong.
Yes, I saw a mention in the book of cake catastrophes. Is that your expression for when things go wrong?
Yes, that's the thing, because a lot of the time cakes do go wrong, and I found that when I was first learning that I'd be making a cake, spending hours on it, and all of a sudden I'd see something and like, oh, what's this? Why has this happened? So I've tried to kind of preempt anything that might go wrong, so when people are going through the recipes and something starts to happen, you know, to do with temperature or the weight of a cake, just say this may happen, don't panic about it, don't throw it away, and this is how to fix it, and it's never going to be a real catastrophe, you can always kind of get round it.
So who is the book aimed at? Is it more beginners, or do you have some tips in there for people with more experience?
I'd say it's for complete beginners, people who have maybe seen cake programmes on TV like Great British Bake Off, Ace of Cakes, where they think, actually, I want to give it a go, so they're really beginners, and the book's kind of like there to kind of entice people to have a go, but also I do have a lot of designs that are for more kind of people that have more experience that might want to try more intricate designs, so it's kind of for a whole range of people. But I'm hoping it's going to be reaching more of a foodie, so it's kind of be on the shelves of people that haven't maybe got a cake decorating book, it might be their first one, and it might encourage them to kind of give it a go.
So you mentioned some TV programs. Obviously, food preparation at home is a big thing at the moment, and we're seeing more and more home baking taking place.
I think the trend started, I'd say, with Sex in the City, when they started the cupcake trend, and a lot of people got into the cupcakes and started to bake them. I think that also then sparked a lot of programs in America, so we had the Food Network doing a lot of programs like Ace of Cakes, Cake Boss. So I think it became an entertaining show that then interested people in baking. Another thing about the recession is kind of make do and mend. People want to do their own, they haven't got 50 quid to go and spend somewhere. So I think I'm going to have a go myself. And also it's a bit more personalised. I think it's a sort of combination of all those things, with the trend of baking from the TV shows, the inspiration of seeing all these things on TV, but also the kind of economic climate where people think, I can't really afford it. I'm going to put some time and effort in and make a cake for my party, a showstopper piece.
So if someone wanted to actually get into to making their own cakes and decorating their own cakes, is there a big steep learning curve, or is it something you'd encourage people to have a go at and see how they go?
I think like anything, like any hobby, it's about the amount of times you practice that you get better. It's like anything, so don't get put off. I think just, if you want to get into it, just try. Don't put any pressure on yourself. Do some easy things that are for kind of friends that it won't really matter. And, you know, don't be afraid to kind of have a go and think, oh, well, it doesn't look that great. But don't give up. Just keep trying. And the more time you spend on it, you'll get to learn. And that's another thing. When people are kind of learning how to do any artwork, you have to find your own way. So kind of have a go, keep experimenting and just keep doing it.
And can anyone do it?
I think anyone can do it. A lot of people might feel afraid because, you know, they think I'm not going to be able to achieve it. But if you just sort of, you know, read the instructions, sort of have a deep breath. Also, a great thing is the internet. You can have a look at a lot of online demos as well now. So that's another thing. You can actually see people doing it. Think, oh, okay, I see. Sometimes people can't really read and translate it to what they want to do. But have a look online, give it a try. And I always say to people, sort of, if it doesn't work, you know, you've rolled out a piece of icing, all you need to do is knead it up and have another go.
I think I'd probably be the exception to the rule there. I'm very good at eating cake. I've got that off to a knack, but and some very nice samples you've got out here today. Very impressed. I'm taking home a doggy bag, if I may. So we talked about cake catastrophes. Have you got any examples of any particular cake catastrophes you've managed to save?
Well, we've had the odd one where we've had very large cakes and they crack, but we do get some quite funny characters in the shop, and recently we had someone who just was having a terribly bad day. And they decided they didn't want to get married, so they threw their cake all over the floor in the shop. But yeah, we do have a few. But I mean, luckily, because I've been doing it for many years, we don't get too many. And I think I've got past that stage. But, you know, once we take a cake on site, if there's any problems, we repair it and fix it. But a lot of the trouble you have with cakes is the transportation.
You can't just put them in a jiffy bag and hope it makes it through the postal system.
No, not at all.
So if anyone wants to get hold of the Cake Decorating Bible and dive in for the first time and create their first masterpiece, where would they find your book?
The easiest place to find it is on Amazon, so that's great. It's next day, we also have it in our shop. And I do believe I think it's in Waterstones and quite a few major stores, think Urban Outfitters.
Thanks very much to Juliet Sear from Fancy Nancy. You can find her shop at 107 Rectory Grove, Leon C. And you can find the Cake Decorating Bible on Amazon. For a link and some pictures, go to www.sarfend.co.uk/cakes. Thanks for listening to this short podcast, courtesy of sarfend.co.uk, your local website for Southend-on-Sea.